So I was reading The Conversation the other day and came across a very interesting article that said your pay, postcode and parents could affect your heart disease risk. And I thought I've got to look into this a bit further. And I'm joined by John Glover, Director of Public Health Information Development Unit at Torrens University. John, how are you?
Well, thank you, Andrew.
John, I just want to start, first of all, when we talk about heart disease, what does that mean?
Yeah, so it's all to do with anything to do with the circulatory system and ischemic heart disease and heart attacks. So it's a wide range of things and things that we generally think of for men, but of course they also are important for women as well.
Well, pardon the pun, but getting straight to the heart of the point, how susceptible are we here in the Upper Hunter, according to your information?
Well, some of the things are relatively high in some areas. It varies by area. We have a particular measure that we call based on localities and towns, and I think looking across your region, around Cessnock, for instance, the proportion of the population who've died early or died before age 75 from anything to do with their circulatory system, anything to do with the heart and the valves and so on, that's 63% above the national average rate of dying from those conditions.
Wow.
Which is pretty high.
Yeah.
Very high. Whereas in some of the other parts of your region that I was looking at, down into Singleton, it is above, it's 17% above, but it's not that high. But Cessnock was the one that was really a standout.
Well, fortunately, that's a little bit south of where we're at. So the rest of the Upper Hunter, though, does seem to be reasonably high. What do we put this down to?
Around areas like Stroud and Forster and Tuncurry, that's well below the national average.
Well, that is good news.
Yes, and it does vary. There's a measure coming from each census. We haven't got it from the latest census, but we've got it from the 2016 census. Looks at general disadvantage, and that tends to make it higher. The more disadvantaged, the higher the rate of this premature mortality. And other things, of course, to do with factors around smoking rates and so on. Now, we know smoking's come down hugely, but that's still, from earlier years, that's still around. And it can put pressure on people's overall health, and it's another risk factor, as is, physical inactivity. If people aren't as active as the average and as we were told we should all be.
John, how does it affect the numbers when we think about the Upper Hunter here is cheaper to live than closer to the coast, without a shadow of a doubt. And so people might be moving here because they don't necessarily have the funds to be able to live in the more affluent areas, for example, or for that matter, people might be retiring to a quieter lifestyle here in the Upper Hunter. Would that buy into all of the figures?
Well, yeah, so these data, because it takes a while to get them from each state and territory and the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare puts them together nationally, then we get them. These data are from up to 2020 for deaths and up to 2018-19 for hospitalisations. So it takes a while, but those things will influence them. But, of course, a lot of those people who are moving up there may well have had different lives and mightn't have had as much heavy labouring work and so on as farmers and others working in mines and regional areas.
Yep.
And they may bring a different lifestyle. So they may actually, reduce these figures. But on the other hand, you've suddenly got people there who haven't been living in the area and the services are in the main cities and then you haven't got necessarily the high-level services in your region. So it's a bit of a tough situation for the local region if you've got people moving in and then they are expecting to get the services that they were getting down in the cities.
And a lot of people talk about that fact is that it's beautiful to live here in the Upper Hunter, but as far as health services are concerned, you have to go all the way over to Newcastle, to John Hunter or down to Sydney to get the highest possible standard. It's not here to be able to help you.
Right, and given the size of the country and the way our population spread out, we cannot provide those services in every area. It's a really hard fact, but it's true. And the further you get, away from the coast, the harder it is to find these services. So it is a factor that people need to bear in mind when they're moving and moving away, because you know they do move away from those high-level services, like, as you said, in Newcastle and so on.
John, it is fascinating data. Thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about today. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.